Worship rise like a sweet perfume. Outpour my love, all over you. From here to there, worship is filling the atmosphere now and then. Songs of your love will never end. All day and night, as we bow down, our praise will rise inside and out. All that I am will shout. From here to there, worship is filling the atmosphere, both now and then. Songs of your love will never end. All day and night, as we bow down, our praise will rise inside and out. All that I am will shout, let my worship rise like a sweet perfume, and I'll pour my love, all over you. Let my worship rise like a sweet perfume, and I'll pour my love, all over you, all over you, all over you, all over you. Oh, 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 oh. All over you. Oh, 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 all over you. Forever, worship will rise now and forever. Be glorified now and forever. Worship will rise now and forever. Be glorified, let my worship rise like a sweet perfume, and I'll pour my love all over you. Let my worship rise like a sweet perfume, and I'll pour my love, all over you. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down, fights till I'm found and leaves the 99. I couldn't earn it, I don't deserve it, still you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never God. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, he chases me down, fights till I'm found and leaves the 99. I couldn't earn it, I don't deserve it, still you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. No wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down, finds till I'm found and leaves the 99. I couldn't earn it, I don't deserve it, still you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Let my worship rise like a sweet perfume, and I'll pour my love all over you. Let my worship rise like a sweet perfume, and I'll pour my love all over you. Oh, 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 let my worship rise like a sweet perfume, and now pour my love all over you. Let my worship rise like a sweet perfume, and now pour my love all over you. Let my worship rise like a sweet perfume, and I'll pour my love all over you. At this moment, I'm going to turn it over to the greeter. Greeter, are you there?
And it's a great opportunity to go back and hear that word that he shared with us. You're going to get all that information on how to, we have resources for you to go back and hear words that were shared, how to become a member. So I'm going to open us up in prayer so that I could move this call forward, because, again, you're getting ready to have your socks knocked off from one of our ministers that's going to impart a word of how we know God is in control. Father God, we come to you this morning, this Wednesday, this day that you knew was coming and we did not know, Father. So we thank you for just being able to get on this line and hear a word that you've dropped in the spirit of our sister that is so excited to impart on us. So, Father, we ask you to enrich, enhance, and empower her, and just feed us, Father, with this word. We've had needs come on this, Father, on this line, Father. So we know that you're in control because things are out of control. And it's just nice to rest in your lap, put our head in your lap, Father, and just know that you are the great I am. There's nothing at all going on that you don't know about and don't have an answer to. But we're going to learn how to just sit with you, Father. And we just appreciate that you just planted this seed with the co-founders, Drs. P.K. Roberts, Patton, and Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we are celebrating almost 10 years, Father. So we thank you for that you have opened the doors of this telecommunications sanctuary where we can come and hear this word, Father. We appreciate having this source during these times. Father God, your children on this line stand in need. You have the answer, and you're in control. And we ask you, Father, to clear our minds, clear our hearts, clear our spirits so we can hear the word, and just so that the slew foot knows there is nothing that's going to happen on this call. There won't be any distractions. There won't be any interferences. There won't be anything that's going to take away from the rich word that's going to come forth from this sister that has such a powerful, big heart that loves God, and we love her, Father. So we thank you for her, and we ask in your name, in our brother's name, that you keep us this day. Amen, amen, and amen. And the call is now the host. Thank you. My name is Bonita, and I am excited to hear the word with you this morning. Host?
I am here, Minister Bonita. Can you hear me?
Can hear you. Yes, I can.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much, Minister Bonita, for seating and greeting everyone this morning and preparing us to set ourselves before the presence of the Lord to get an awesome word this morning. Good morning, TMC family and friends. This is Brenda Terrell, again, residing here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, and we're so thankful that you have joined us this morning. And we just definitely want to thank Minister Kaylin again, a very young lady who just sold out to God and just allowed God to use her with that awesome worship this morning. We give God praise and glory for him, for her. Let me share with a little bit about this call this morning. It started back in October 2010. By our wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And with their yes, they stood on the word of God, and which is Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Our mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, we have a website. You can always go and get a word. You can always go and say, "Yes, Lord, I want to be refreshed," because we have the messages archived there on the website. It is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net, where you'll see, again, all the messages as well as the bios of our speakers and great information that will empower you. Now, our theme for this year is 2020, with supernatural eyes of faith. Yes, we needed this today. Supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us, the evidence of greater works. We're expecting the greater works that must be released and seen. So together as the body of Christ, we definitely can stand and pray and believe God for a shift and a change in our United States of America. Now, many of you might feel led, as Minister Bonita said before, that you might want to come and join us. You can greet, you can host, you can sing, you can give a word. We invite you to join us. We're family. And we embrace one another to encourage one another. And so you can do so by sending your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info, I-N-F-O, @themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, yours truly will contact you. Now, this wonderful health and wellness company that's growing by leaps and bounds, Artist Life, is in progress. And it's, we started off with them, and that's how this call was originated. It was Artist International at the time, been in progress over 30 years, and we're so thankful for the wonderful health and wellness products that help us become a better and a healthier person inside and out. Get with the person that invited you to this call, and they'll be more than happy to share with you the wonderful products of Artists. And with that, every morning, Monday through Friday, there's the new morning motivational call that's held after this call, and that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND, 294-617-POUND. Now, and today is Presidential Tuesday, so you'll get some good information today, and I'm telling you, great advances and empowerment of people growing and excelling. It's wonderful, and the products are being distributed around the world. We're so excited about that. Well, I'm getting out of the way because we have an awesome woman of God, as you heard before, that's going to share with us the Word of God. We're so thankful for her. She is a victorious woman of God. Oh, my. I'm telling you, you're going to see that God is definitely using her in a tremendous way. We're so thankful for this woman. She is Minister Robin B. Wilson. Her word that she stands on, the favorite scripture, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And, of course, that's Matthew 6:33. Minister Robin is a living testimony. Yes, she is. Hallelujah. That you can live a victorious life in Christ Jesus, no matter what has happened, will happen, or is happening in your life. She is an ordained and licensed minister whose mission is to inspire, empower, mentor, teach, and equip young adults and others to live a victorious life in Christ Jesus. She is committed to winning the lost and teaching the Word of God to others. Minister Robin shares with all she meets that there is nothing, absolutely nothing too difficult for God. She serves as an elder at Epic Church International under the leadership of Pastors John and Alina Wagner. I'm introducing to some, presenting to others, our very own Minister Robin B. Wilson of New Jersey. Are you there, Minister Robin?
I am. Can you hear me, Minister Brenda?
I can hear you loud and clear. God bless you, wonderful woman of God. Take it away.
Thank you, and God bless you as well. Love you dearly. Glory to our God. First and foremost, glory, glory, glory to the great I am. And I want to say thank you to my co-founders, who I so love, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, and to Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for being obedient to the King of Kings. Thank you for being who you are, just filled with the love of God. And I want to thank precious Minister Kaylin for ushering us into the presence of the Lord. And I love when you sing and you worship. And God is so faithful because, yes, he does. He chases us. His love is reckless. It's overwhelming. It's never ending. And we don't deserve it at all. So thank you. I want to thank also Minister Benita. I love your tag. He is in charge. And as you said, too, we are going to sit, leave it up to him, We know that he has it all. And I want to thank the prayer general, who I love dearly. And thank you, TMC family, because you truly are my family. So this message that I'm going to share with you, of course, the Lord always starts with me before I can say anything to anyone else. And the title of this message is, Come Away With Me. Jesus said, come away with me. It's harvest time. The scripture, there'll be quite a few that I'll be giving you, but I encourage you to go to the book of Mark. You can read the entire chapter. But some of the scriptures that this is in reference to are verse 7, 12, 31 through 33. And you know, the Lord, he said to me, I always make sure I put my name. He said, Robin, I want you to come away with me. And I said, okay, Lord, what does that mean? He wants me to come to a deserted place, a quiet place, a peaceful place, a place where there is no distraction, a place where it's quiet, that secret place. Come away with him to another place, a place where you can put down the worries and the cares, a place where you can look away, you can turn away, you can be clear. You may say, but I can't. But there is a place, and he wants you to come away with him, a place where you're out of existence. You're faded away from all the chaos, a place where you feel like you're not present, a place where you've gone, a place where you can let go. You can run away, a proper place. Another place. In verse 7, the Lord, he called upon the 12, and he began to send them forth, two by two. And he gave them power over unclean spirits. He wanted them to follow him, to come away with him. And then, you know, you may be saying, I'm not sure. I'm really, really not sure about that. So my question to you is, where is this place for you? Where is this place that you can go? Where is this place that you can let go, that you can be still, that you can listen, that you can cry, that you can just be still before the King? Because he has you. And you know what happens? We always respond, why, Lord? But I have to. But I have to. You fill in the blank. What is your have to? Do you have to go somewhere? Do you have to be somewhere? Do you have to do something? Can't you just be still for a little while and come away with him? Don't question. Don't say why. You see, for me, many things, just like each one of you, go on in our life, and we have all these cares. We have all these concerns. And, yes, we say that we give it to him, but we take them back up. But I made a decision, especially after what's going on, and we walk and we say and we do and we be. But you see, in him I want to live and move and have my being. And I said, okay, Lord, I'll come. I'll come away with you. It is harvest time. And glory to God, we had Pentecost Sunday. We crossed over, saints. I said, Lord, you're my King. You're my Abba Father. You're my Daddy God. I'll go with you. You're my Savior. You are the lover of my soul. You are my Redeemer. I know you're going to deliver me, Lord. I know you're going to give me peace. You're my comforter. You're my strength. You are my strong tower, Lord. I'll come away with you. You're my healer. You're my joy. You're my shelter in the midst of hell, in the midst of the storm, in the midst of the chaos, in the midst of the drama, in the midst of the injustice. I'll come away with you. Oh, you are my Jesus, and I can't live without you. You're my hiding place, Lord. You are my keeper. You are the lifter of my head when I feel so low and can't get up. I'll come away with you. You are my song, Lord. You're my rock. You're my shelter. You are that fortress that protects me. You are that dwelling place, Lord. I'll come away with you. You're my hiding place. Oh, you are my glorious sword, Jehovah Sabaoth. The battle's yours. You're my shield, Lord. You are the shade that I can run under. That secret place of the Most High God, you are to me, Lord. You are the strength that I need when I'm weak. Your grace is so sufficient, Lord. I'll come away with you. Lord, my eternal rock, my eternal refuge, you are my buckler, Lord. I'll come away with you because you're faithful. You're my God of truth. You are a forgiving God no matter what goes on. Even when I miss it, even when I doubt, even when I want to listen to the doctor's report, but it's like, no, you pull me back in and the word that's in me and it says, oh, no, 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 no. What did your daddy say? What did your father say? You're the healer. You're the deliverer. You're the redeemer. I'll come away with you. I'll find that resting place when it seems like I can't. But there is a quiet place. There is a dwelling place because I know you're going to give me power. I can tread upon all kinds of serpents and scorpions and over all the power of this enemy. There's nothing that he can do to me. He's under my feet. I'm coming, Lord. I'm coming. I'm going to go with you to that other place. I'm going to run away with you. I'm going to put all this stuff to the side. I'm going to clear it. I'm going to be out of existence to be with you. I'm going to sit at your feet, Lord. Oh, yeah, I'm coming away with you. I'm going to let you strengthen me. I'm going to let you love on me when I don't love myself. Oh, yeah. I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm coming, Lord. I'm coming. You got the tools. You gave them to me, Lord. I thank you for your word. Your word is medicine. Your word is health. Your word is strength. Oh, yeah. I'll come away with you, Lord Jesus, to that secret place where I can dwell, where I can have peace, where I can be comforted, where I can be still, where I can cry out to you, where I can sing glory, hallelujah. Where I can just lay down and do nothing but know that you love me and you're with me and you'll never, ever, ever leave me nor forsake me. I'm coming. I'm coming, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes, because I know that's how much you love me. Your love is never ending. I sure don't deserve it. But to love me that much that you gave me your all, you gave me your best, you didn't leave me comfortless. I'm coming, Lord. It's harvest time. and I want you to use me, Lord. I'm going to be that minister in the marketplace. I'm going to have others look at me, Lord. I'm going to let them know that my God is in charge. I may not understand everything. I may not like what I see as to what's going on. But, Lord, I know that injustice won't prevail. Lord, I know that COVID-19 is a name and it bows to the authority of Jesus. Lord, I know that for some, they've gone home to be with you, Lord. Lord, I know that maybe we couldn't be with them. Maybe we couldn't see them. Maybe we can't talk to them right now. But I'm coming away with you, Lord, because I know you got them. I know they're with you. I know you have me. So I will come away with you, my glorious King, my Comforter. We are going to come away with him and dwell with him in the secret place of the Most High God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Back to you, Minister Brenda.
Yes, yes, yes. Come away with me, says the Lord. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for that awesome word this morning, Minister Robin. I will be calling you back to close us out with the benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Lord, our God, you truly have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. Even, Father, when we didn't look to you or look for you or we sought after you, we didn't even want to have you around, Lord, but you still have been our dwelling place. And we want to thank you. Thank you, Lord, for keeping us and strengthening us and protecting us and guiding us, oh God, and letting us know, Father, that you're still God. Thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness, your tender mercies, your excellent greatness. Thank you for your mighty acts. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you for your Holy Spirit leading and guiding us into all truth. Thank you, Lord God, for doing your work throughout all these turmoil times, oh God, turmoil times. And Lord, we know that you're still in control. You told us, Lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. And we thank you. Thank you for this wonderful woman of God who have poured into us, Lord God. We ask that you pour back into her virtues of blessings, oh God, that you strengthen her and keep her in all her ways, that you empower her, Lord God. We thank you for healing her, Lord God, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. Thank you, Lord, for doing a work, a brand new work in her as she goes forth, Father God, to do your will and to glorify your name. Lord, we thank you for blessing her family, her father, and healing him, Lord God, like never before. All those that concern her, oh God, we ask that you strengthen them and that you keep them in perfect peace. Lord God, we lift to you many that are having health challenges, and Lord, we may not be able to call them all out, but you know who they are, Lord, and we thank you, Father, because the blood of Jesus still rules and reigns. We thank you, Lord, for healing Minister Sharon and her husband, Reverend Johnny, and Dr. PK and Miss Taryn, Lord God, Mr. Harold, Victoria, Jerry, Lord God, we thank you for your healing power upon these, John Lewis and Roslyn and Leslie and Miss Daisy and Wendell. Lord God, we know that you are still healing Miss Sarah and keeping her in all her ways, Jerry and Marsha and Diane, Lord God, just to name some, Father, that on top of my head, we know, Lord God, there are many that are on our hearts. And Father God, you said you are able to do the exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us. So we decree and declare that they are healed by the blood of the Lamb, and we thank you. Lord God, we ask that you touch the bereaved families, Lord God. Minister Kai and her family, Father God. Minister Wanda and her family. Minister Keisha and her family. Minister Cynthia and her family. The Clark family. The Brown family. The White family. And all those, Father God, I may not call out, Father, but again, you know who they are. Those that have called out for a special prayer, Father God, we ask that you just intervene in New York in a mighty way. We thank you, Father God. Nobody can do it like you. So we decree and declare New York and all the cities where turmoil is going forth, Lord God. We call them the turmoil and the looting and all that to cease in the name of Jesus. You told us in your word, Father, when two or three come together, touching and agreeing on anything, you're in the midst. And we thank you because you're one to watch over your word to perform it. We thank you, Father God, for blessing those that are on this call, keeping them in all their ways. Bless their families, their households, their cities, their communities like never before. We'll be careful to give your name the glory, the praise, and the honor. We thank you for Artist Life and its entirety. What you're doing within that organization, Father God, we thank you for blessing all those that are participating, the members, the customers. And Lord God, we ask that you, we ask a special blessing upon Papa and Mama Diaz de Leon, that you keep them, Father God, Elvia and Alejandro and all those that are working diligently. We thank you, Father, for doing a mighty work in all like never before. And we'll be careful to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor because you told us to cast our every care upon you because you care so much for us. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. And we pray it all in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, we thank you for joining us this morning, this powerful message. And yes, that was a sneak peek to let you know it is a series. So we encourage you to join us tomorrow. Invite somebody to come along with you and see how we can come when the place where Jesus is. And that number for the playback today that you can share with someone is 712-432-1085, 712-432-1085. The PIN is the same, 957-677-POUND. And the new morning motivational call is coming up next. That number is 712-770-4005. And I got my days mixed up. Today is Awareness Wednesday. And so get on with the Flanagans. And that PIN number is 294-617-POUND. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND with Awareness Wednesday. I'm telling you, you'll be intrigued. So again, thank you again, Minister Kalen, for allowing God to use you, ushering us before the presence of the Lord. Thank you, Minister Benita, for seating and greeting everyone with the love of the Lord in your heart. And again, to you, Minister Robin, thank you for that awesome word. We're looking forward to tomorrow. Would you come back and close us out with the benediction?
Yes, can you hear me, Minister Brenda?
I can hear you.
Praise God. You know, family, each one of us have been touched in some way by everything that's going on. I'm going to read a scripture to you as we end, but I want to share with you what God has been doing with me. I have family in New York, in Brooklyn, in Harlem, and in other places, and I contracted COVID-19, but glory to God, I am healed, I am whole, and there's none of that poison any longer in my body. So our God is a faithful God, and he's been saying he is Jehovah Sabaoth. And the scripture is Zechariah 1, verse 3. As I said, there'll be many. return to God. And it says, and this is for us as we leave. So tell the people, this is what the Lord of hosts says, return to me. This is the declaration of the Lord of hosts, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. God bless you. Have an awesome day. Bye-bye.